Lecture 26, The Third Crusade.
In this lecture, I plan to deal with the Third Crusade, which is perhaps the most memorable crusade, even more so than the First Crusade, because of the participants. It included the three great kings of Europe, Richard the Lionhearted, the son of Henry II, remembered in certainly in the Anglo-American tradition associated with Robin Hood and all sorts of legends that still live today on both the screen and in novels. Philip II, Philip Augustus of France, that is the son of Louis VII, the previous crusader king of the Second Crusade, and then Frederick Barbarossa, the great Holy Roman Emperor who is still revered as a national hero, all for the wrong reasons usually, by Germans today. All three of these kings led great armies east to fight Saladin, whose reputation now, by 1190, when this crusade set out, was that of the greatest conqueror of the Islamic world. The second important aspect about the Third Crusade is it is an important turning point. In this case, the Crusaders now have to fight their way into the Holy Land and recover Jerusalem. The Third Crusade actually fails in its ultimate objective. Jerusalem never does get back under Christian hands. There is an armistice that allows for pilgrims to go and visit the holy places. But the great disappointment of the Third Crusade would be that Jerusalem eluded their grasp, and that would mean there would need to be more crusades. However, there are a number of aspects about the Third Crusade that really look in other directions. The Crusaders and the Western Europeans learned a number of important lessons. It highlighted the weakness of the Byzantine Empire, and it is an important step in redefining Western religious warfare, crusading warfare, from against the Muslims, against fighting Jerusalem, to the fateful step of waging crusades against fellow Christians that leads to the sack of Constantinople in 1204 by members of the Fourth Crusade and then the preaching of crusades against heretics and political enemies of the papacy in the 13th century. So the Third Crusade is a very important event in the whole history of this venture. Well, first let's look at the preaching and the arming of Europe to go out on this Third Crusade. And you have to remember, in an earlier lecture I had stressed that for well over a generation, Western Europeans really had very little inkling that there was a crisis brewing in the Near East. And the news of Hattin hit them like a thunderbolt. It was transmitted as quickly and even more quickly than the initial capture of Jerusalem back in July 15th, 1099. According to some reports, Pope Gregory VIII died instantly of a heart attack. He was ailing, and the news of Jerusalem's surrender, it just did him in. The new Pope, Clement III, was immediately committed to preaching a crusade. It was just absolutely unquestioned. Jerusalem had to be retaken. It had been in Christian hands for nearly 100 years. There's the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the most holy spot in the Christian world. The king of Jerusalem then, Guy, was in captivity, probably the best option of what to do with King Guy. We'll get to that in a moment. But nonetheless, this humiliation could not be left unavenged. And furthermore, news began to come back to Western Europe in the winter of 1187, 1188, that not all was lost. Conrad of Montferrat had arrived at Tyre and was bravely defending the city of Tyre against Muslim attack, even though at one point Saladin threatened to kill Conrad's father, who had fallen into to Saladin's hands after the Battle of Hattin, and Conrad was just not impressed, and Saladin was too honorable a man to do that. He eventually released William the Old. Furthermore, Tripoli and Antioch were held, now both of them in the hands of the then reigning Prince of Antioch, Bohemond III, who succeeded to Tripoli after Raymond III had died. So henceforth, Tripoli and Antioch are essentially under the same crown. So that there were the key cities still in their hands. A Sicilian fleet showed up to reinforce the hard-pressed cities. There was rumors about that William II of Sicily would embark on crusade. Unfortunately, he died before he could do so. But there was a certain amount of hope that there was a chance of retaking the kingdom. And furthermore, those Italian maritime republics were extremely interested in reconstituting the Kingdom of Jerusalem. They weren't so keen, perhaps, about Jerusalem, which never meant very much to them, but certainly all the ports, which were so vital in the carrying trade and the economic development I just discussed earlier, they wanted those ports back. And they were more than willing to provide the naval assistance for any Western European army that was to go east.